Mailer's going to read a press release for the Coalition for the Inquiry into the Death of Dudley George, a Stony Point brother, defender of the land. And this coalition has been planning actions and trying to uncover the cover-up of the provincial Harris government.
Miigwech, Dan. This was sent to us by our friend in Toronto, Ann Pohl. The Stony Point cover-up, part one, the police salt. 3 years have passed since Dudley was shot, and still the Harris government is silent, said Mike Eschkebach, spokesperson for the Coalition for a Public Inquiry. Calls for a public inquiry have been rejected, just like the family's demands for a coroner's inquest. There is no legal impediment to an inquiry. We want to know what Harris is hiding. On September 6, 1995, Dudley George, a First Nations man of Potawatomi heritage, was fatally shot during an 11 p.m. assault by Ontario Provincial Police on a nonviolent occupation at Ipawash Provincial Park, which had closed for the season. The Aboriginal occupation was in defense of land and treaty right issues, which had been unresolved for almost 60 years, including disturbances of centuries-old cemeteries. The popular theater skit that we have planned for September 6 will deal with the fact that the OPP assault took place in the darkness in the middle of the night, said Ann Pohl, one of the event organizers. The part of the story we will tell is a matter of public record, but only because of now finished criminal trials. We have never had a public investigation into why these abuses happened that night, so in many ways, the skit raises more questions than it answers. The skit is part of our candlelight vigil, which will take place September 6 from 10 p.m. to midnight. The skit will be performed at the approximate time when Dudley was shot, and that was around 11 o'clock. For the past 3 years, Aboriginal, Canadian, and international organizations, including the Assembly of First Nations, the Canadian Labour Congress, the United Church of Canada, the Canadian Civil Liberties Association, and Amnesty International, have called for a full, impartial public inquiry into the causes of the apparent human and civil rights abuses which occurred in the darkness at Ipawash Park that night. Repeated requests by the family for the inquiry or a coroner's inquest have fallen on deaf ears. In December 1997, the George family and dozens of organizations calling for this inquiry formed a coalition for a public inquiry into the death of Dudley George to press the Harris government for political accountability. It is known that Harris aides and cabinet ministers were part of the decision-making process which led to this fatal shooting. On June 23rd, the coalition placed a request before the Ontario Ombudsman to investigate actions and inactions by provincial employees and officials who were part of this sequence of events. The coalition has also begun contacting international supporters in the event that the port of last hope, the ombudsman, comes to naught. Aboriginal Ontario citizens and leaders will attend the vigil to support the ongoing efforts for a full, impartial public inquiry into the events that led to Dudley George's death. And you can call Ann Pohl in Toronto at area code 416-537-3520. And the ombudsman is Roberta Jamerson, right?
Yes. Miigwech, now Aunt Mary Lou. Yes. And some anniversary events that are taking place out at Stony Point. As the sun rises over the Lake Huron shore near Ipawash Provincial Park tomorrow, a small group of people will join in a smudging ceremony to mark the day 3 years ago that Dudley George was fatally shot. The group will gather at the spot where Dudley George fell. In the afternoon, a feast commemorating Dudley will be held at nearby Stony Point in the mess hall. Everyone is welcome at both events, said Dudley George's brother, Pierre. At Kettle Point, Sam George, another of Dudley's brothers, will hold a quiet family feast in the afternoon. At Queen's Park, groups calling for a public inquiry into George's death will begin a vigil at 10 p.m., about the time police were moving into formation to advance on Native protesters at Ipawash 3 years ago. At 11 p.m., the time of the clash between police and Natives, the group will present a skit of the sounds of that night, said Ann Pohl, a spokesperson for the Coalition for a Public Inquiry into the Death of Dudley George. She has been told Queen's Park will not turn outside lights on for the group, creating what Pohl says is the proper backdrop for its skit. quote, "It's appropriate because everything about the shooting is in the dark. That's why we'll be there. We're already in the dark." The coalition includes Native, faith, student, anti-poverty, anti-racist, human rights, and labor groups. Organizers say it's impossible to put a number on their membership. And I also just wanted to share with you that this invitation is extended to everybody. It's just down outside the park, what used to be the park. It's now Stony Point Ojodana territory, just outside the gates there, just outside the fence. And you'll see the people assembled there at sunrise tomorrow morning. So if you're wanting to also do a releasing of the spirit for Dudley George, then that's the time to do it. That would be the time to come together, because that will make the prayer circle stronger, the healing energy stronger. Also, we wanted to share with you that Leonard Peltier, our Ojibwe Lakota brother, will be celebrating his, I'm not really sure how old, I think he's 54 years old, on September the 12th, next Saturday. So cards, U.S. postal money orders, paperback books, pictures, not Polaroid, can be sent to U.S. United States prison at Leavenworth. Leonard Peltier, his prisoner's number, 89637-132, Leavenworth, Kansas, zip code 66044, and that's post office box 1000. Also, the medical suit against the prison has been filed, a medical suit stemming from Leonard's the surgery that ruined his jaw, preventing him from being able to eat solid food. So now he's in pain when he eats solid food. He has to eat almost like a liquid diet. So a copy of the medical suit against the prison will be on the internet in due course. Okay, so that's in the spirit of Crazy Horse. I guess right now we're going to feature who, Mary Lou?
Okay, we've got Murray Porter all set up. Murray Porter is going to be in the area around the 5th and 6th of October. And he's going to be at Sarnia, and he's going to be having a concert on. And we'll give you more details about that when we have the announcements going.